The Shawamigan Bay Area Fishing Report starts now.
Hello and welcome to our very first Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report. My name is Trevor Ray. I'll be with you as well as Scott Breading. Scott Breading of River Rock Inn and Bait Shop. This is a Tuesday morning program. We'll have it for you live every morning on Tuesdays from 6 until 7. Good morning, Scott. Are you excited?
Well, we're going to see what we can do here, Trevor. I appreciate it. We're going to have some fun here. We're going to talk fishing. We're going to talk trends. We're going to talk things that are going on in the area. And hopefully can keep things interesting about what's going on with fishing, Shawamigan Bay, Ashland, and keep people informed.
Absolutely. We were talking before we get on the air, Scott, about just Shawamigan Bay. We're just chatting about the Bay. I'm new to the area. Still, I've been here about a year, and I lived in northern Minnesota for a couple of years. And I'm talking big lakes in northern Minnesota, which are Mille Lacs, Leech Lake, even Red. All those lakes pale in comparison to Shawamigan Bay.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just jump right into, you know, Shawamigan Bay. Let's just talk about it.
Absolutely.
You know, right now, a big thing going on is there a smelt run. You know, not really run, they swim, but, you know, what is a smelt? It's an invasive species, been in the bay, or been in the Great Lakes, I believe came in through the St. Lawrence Seaway. It's an invasive species. And in the spring of the year, soon after the ice goes out, they run onto the beaches, and people come here and catch them with seines or dip nets. And they're a great deep-fried, fish-fry table fare, and they're also good bait. People freeze them, use them all year long, and we sell them in our bait shop. And this time of year, we sell them for both bait and we sell them as a cleaned table fare.
I want to talk more about how do you catch them and how you eat them. But before we get to that, what the smelt season? They're running now. How long is the smelt season and how long do people have to get out there?
Boy, you know, it's a tricky question. We get people start calling us in February and say, are the smelt running yet? So the first thing is the ice has to go out. So once the ice goes out, it's the million-dollar question. How long are they going to run? And, you know, when are the smelt going to run? So the ice went out about 4 or 5 days ago. And then soon after, the smelt start running. This year, they ran about 3 days after the ice went out. They ran for about an hour and then shut off. Two nights ago, they ran all night long. And with this cooler weather, they could shut off right now for a couple days. And maybe this week they'll run a couple nights and shut off. And through the weekend, maybe they'll run for 2 weeks. When I was a kid, they ran for 2 weeks straight. And people would come up here and get tons of them.
The run, is it all water temp based? Is that what factors into their run?
That's the biggest factor. It's water temp base, and it really is cyclic, and they will move with the water temp and move around the lakeshore. So they'll move up the shoreline, and when I say move up the shoreline, they'll move from Ashland towards Bayfield, Cornucopia, up towards Superior, and then move up the North Shore.
So the run started across the UP, and it's been working its way across. Is that how that works?
Correct. So they did catch some over in Houghton Hancock area and moved into Ashland area this weekend as the ice moved out, and we'll have them through the weekend, and maybe we'll have them for 2 weeks.
And so we've been going just a few days now. It really started in earnest earlier this week.
Correct. And you know, we've had quite a good run already, and you know, they're out there pulling in a 50-foot seine, they'll catch a washed up full at times.
So, that's a lot.
Yeah,
that seems like a lot to me. I came up here, I moved up here, there was still ice on the lake, and I was still getting my feet with just living here, and everybody was talking smelt. And then I would be driving down Highway 2 and I would see more trucks in parking lots with buckets of these little fish. I didn't even know what a smelt was when I moved here. And so I'm still trying to learn what this smelt run, and that's the question I probably get most in a normal day is, When are the smelt running? What have you guys heard? When are they moving, and when can I get out there and catch a bucket?
Yeah, and you know, we'll have them, like I said, frozen for bait, and they're great out here. They'll use them for just about every species of fish that are on Lake Superior, from northern to the brown trout.
How long can you keep a smelt in your freezer?
Oh, you know, wrapped up in a Ziploc bag. People freeze them in water, a little bit of water in the Ziploc bag. 2 years, there are people that will keep them. They get a little softer when you thaw them out, but on a treble hook, they'll hold up pretty good. And, you know, soaking them on the bottom, the smellier the better, I guess. And game on.
Well, I grew up on the Mississippi River down by Winona, and we used to raise chickens. And when you say smellier the better, we would kill our chickens off, and then we would keep all the guts in a pile, keep it there for a couple weeks, then we'd go out catfishing all night. So when you say smellier the better, that works. That actually works. I know exactly what you mean there.
That sounds nasty.
It was fun. It was good. But, okay, so we're talking smelt. And if you have any questions, give us a call, 715-682-2727. We can get you in the air. We can have you talk to Scott. We'd love to have you call in. And if you want more information on the smelt run, give us a call, 715-682-2727. We're talking smelting. And, Scott, you can eat smelt. How do you eat one of them?
Well, you know, you cut the best tool for cleaning smelt is a scissors. Cut the head off, slit up the belly, and they're fairly easy to clean. And my daughter-in-law, she uses a toothbrush to scrub the belly out. She likes them ultra clean, so she likes to see them real clean. Some people don't say they have to be that clean, but they, you know, deep fried, and they bread them and then deep fry them, and people eat them with the bones in them. Don't take the bones out. Typically, the smaller ones are better. The bigger ones, typically, guys use them for bait. But some people like the bigger ones and then take the bones out. But they're difficult to take the bones out. They are bony fish, but bones are small.
And the fish are small. You're not catching big smelt.
No, they're 5 inches, 6 inches, or smaller.
So that, I mean, when you're eating them, if you fry them up, you're not even going to taste the bones anyway. You're not going to hit a bone. You're not going to feel that at all.
Correct. It's not like a walleye bone or a northern bone. It's not something that you'll choke on typically.
And is there any truth to the first smelt you catch, you have to eat it raw? Eat it right onto the lake?
You know, typically biting the head off for your first smelt is a tradition that is still known, and we pull that on quite a few of the newbies.
Is it the first one of the season or first one ever?
First one ever. We don't make you redo it every year.
So did you bite the head off your first
smelt?
How was that?
And all four of my boys have done it too.
Well, there you go. So smelting for beginners. Can anybody pick up smelting?
Anybody can pick up smelting. The only two rules are in the state of Wisconsin. If you are a Wisconsin resident and Wisconsin driver's license or under age 16, you don't need a Wisconsin fishing license to catch smelt. Just need to be a Wisconsin resident. If you're a non-resident, you do need a Wisconsin fishing license to fish smelt in Wisconsin. Other than that, that's the only rules for fishing smelt in Wisconsin. So it's kind of wide open. A resident of Wisconsin, you do not need a fishing license to fish smelt.
And all you need then is a dip net.
And a dip net. Dip net or a seine. And we sell both of those in the bait shop at River Rock Inn on 1200 West Lakeshore Drive and downtown Ashland on Highway 2.
Perfect. So smelting, it's open, it's running. You might only have a couple more days. You might have a week. You just don't know what that season. And as soon as the water temperature hits a certain temperature, does it shut it off?
It shuts it right off, and it's like a light switch.
And what's that? Welcome back to the Schwamigan.
You know, once it hits about 50 degrees, it's done.
Talk more about water temperatures. We'll talk more about fishing on Lake Superior, Schwamigan Bay. That'll be coming up here in just a few minutes. More fishing with Scott right after this. Welcome back to the Schwamigan Bay Fishing Report. Scott Breading with River Rock Inn and Bait Shop joining me this morning. Scott, we just talked about smelting. Let's go more into Lake Superior, Schwamigan Bay. People are out there fishing right now. There are a lot of boats out there. I was shocked by the amount of people that were out this weekend.
Yeah, you know, Trevor, it's starting to warm up, and people are getting out there. And I'll tell you, it doesn't really have to warm up much for people to get out fishing in northern Wisconsin, especially in Ashland.
And the nice part about Lake Superior fishing out on Schwamigan Bay is the season never closes.
Never closes on Lake Superior. We got, you know, a few regulations out there that do people got to be aware of, especially like smallmouth bass is regulated a little tighter on Schwamigan Bay, but you got to consult your regulations on that. But other than that, that's about the most regulated thing on Schwamigan Bay. Walleye's open all year long, unlike inland lakes. Northern's open all year long. The trout season does close in the fall for lake trout. The salmon's open all year long. So perch is open all year long. So, you know, come up here. You're very open season. Ice season, it's phenomenal fishing. We have some great access points. Over this last year, one of my employees worked very closely with the Ashland Chamber of Commerce and put together a great paint-by-number approach brochure for the Ashland Chamber of Commerce. And in that brochure, they put together a map that tells where you can fish or access the lake on the Ashland side. And in that brochure, it gives all the landings and also where you can also fish from shore.
I know this map, they brought one up for me, and I have one in my office here in the studio, and I'm new to the area. I still am new to the area. I'm still trying to learn where to fish, how to fish, what to fish for, and this was invaluable to me. I was able to open this up. It's a huge map. They have the shore fishing in Ashland, but then they also have the whole bay, and they have the depths on the backside of it, and it's a valuable tool, and it blows my mind how many landing spots there are. How many places you can actually get your boat in the water in Ashland, and then in the actual places that you can just go walk up and toss a line in. It maps it all out. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing they put together.
And you know, the map also features both bait shops that are in town, River Rock and Anglers All. Also in this map, it has a great feature in there about what fish are in the area and identifies them, gives a explanation to identify the fish by what features gives them a difference, like the brown trout. There's a couple different types of brown trout in the Lake Superior that were released in the area. There's a Sea Fur Helen and a German brown, so you can identify those so you don't get them confused with other trout that are out there and the other salmon. You can look at the difference between a northern and a muskie. Some people get confused on those. There are some muskie in Schwamigan Bay, and you don't want to confuse those. The difference between a spike and a lake trout. Lake trout and a spike are very similar in color patterns, and you want to be able to make sure that you can tell the difference between those. We also give what you need for on board for safety items to be able to be safe on the water in your boat on Lake Superior. Very key and very important when you're out here. Things can happen very quick when you're out here. And if you don't have some of those items on your boat out here, A, you can get in trouble with the Coast Guard. And B, if your boat does shut down out here, you're going to be able to call somebody. And if you get outside in the islands, there's not cell service when you get out in the islands. And you can get in trouble in a big hurry. Coast Guard does monitor the VHF radio throughout the Great Lakes. And there's repeaters out here. And if you don't have a radio on your boat, you can't call for help out here.
Well, in the big water, you mentioned it, you said it. I mean, it's big out there, and you don't realize how big it is when you look at the map, but then when you get down there on the water, in the water, and you're out there, there's a lot of water, and you don't know where you are, and you have to know where you are, and you have to be safe.
Correct. And you know, when we talk, people come into the shop, and they're asking for advice about where to go, and what should they know about getting out here to fish. And the first thing that we want to make sure is that they're going to be safe and that they know what they're getting themselves into. Weather comes up out here on Lake Superior. This lake makes its own weather patterns, and it could change in a moment's notice. People can get in trouble in a hurry.
No, it's a beautiful map. It's a beautiful thing that they put together, and it really is a helpful tool if you're looking for a basic map just to get you out on the water and to get around. It's a tool. It should be used as a tool, especially with the fishing opener coming up on Saturday. People probably, if you haven't got your boat out yet, you're still working on your boat, throw this in the boat and take it with you when you get out on the bay.
And, you know, when we talk about your boat, don't wait till the landing to start your boat. Don't pull in, back your boat down, and then start your engine. Start it up at your home in your driveway. Don't check your battery when you get to the landing. There's a lot of people that don't check it till they get to the landing. It's very frustrating for the other people that are wanting to go out fishing that day when you're working on your boat at the landing because you failed to check things before you backed it down to the landing.
That's my favorite opening day thing to see is when you get out to the landing, there's 25 cars lined up. Everybody just wants to get their boat in the water. Everyone's itching to go. And there's that one person that didn't check their boat and they can't get it off the boat, or they haven't backed their boat up for a couple of weeks or a couple of months now, and they're struggling just to get their boat in the water. And then once they finally get their boat in the water, their boat won't start. And everybody's honking and waving and trying to be patient as best they can because they're just itching to get out there and catch fish. You have one boat that's just causing a delay.
Yeah, it was good when I put it away last fall. I love that one. But, make sure it's running before you pull it down to the landing in the morning. It's famous. There's always that guy. Don't be that guy.
And also, you know, the thing, too, is people don't always check with life jackets. You got to have all that in your boats. Make sure everything's in the boat that's supposed to be there. If you go out onto the big lake, flares, I think, are a big one that people need to take with them. So just check all that stuff. Make sure it's all in working order, because the last thing you want is to get out there and it's not there, it's not working, and you have to go back home to get it again.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a good checklist on this map. It's a good safety checklist here to check your boat, and it's a great feature to just run through it before you go on the water.
Absolutely. And speaking of getting on the water, people are fishing out on Lake Superior. They're out in Schwamigan Bay now. There was quite a few people out fishing this weekend, and I think that's going to pick up this week. It's supposed to be nice by the end of the week. We had some snow yesterday. Did that affect anything?
Well, I'll tell you, the snow, it's going to affect things. It's going to keep the water cooler. As the water gets warmer, the fish are going to get more active. Plants are going to start growing. But, spring fishing is always great. And people just want to get out, get fishing. As water starts warming up, fishing's going to get better. They're chasing the smelt right now. So as reports are coming in, they're seeing a lot of fish engorged with smelt. The browns and the cohos are very prevalent out there right now. Cohos are a little smaller this year. We did have last 2 years a lot of heavy spring runoff that washed out some of our creeks. So we did have a smaller than usual coho run. So we're not going to see bigger cohos. We're going to see smaller ones. The browns seem to be nice size, good numbers. Trout, lake trout, we're not hearing much on that yet. There seems to be a fair number of nets already out in the South Channel and off the tip of Long Island already. So be aware that there are nets out there. Be safe around those nets. Keep an eye out for the markers and the buoys. Most guys are surface fishing, so they're not down too deep.
Most of the fishing that I saw with the people out there looked like they were trolling. Is that them just looking around for trying to find those smelt packs?
They're trying to find the smelt, and the fish are following the smelt. If you find the smelt, you're going to find fish. You're competing with the fish. Most of the guys are trolling orange colors, flashier, brighter colors, silvers, golds. Flashier colors are attracting the fish, and getting out of the mud. It's a lot of red from the runoff of the creeks this spring because all the rain we've had. So they're fishing the edge of the mud, but they're getting in and out of that mud, and they're catching fish. I've seen a lot of limit of cohos and some nice browns being caught.
And fishing that mud, there's some lines out there. You can tell where that mud is settling down. You can kind of tell where it's clear water. You just fish in and out of that mud, or how's that work?
In and out of the mud. Turning in and out, fishing the edges of it, and fishing off the mouth of some of these creeks, off the mouth of the Bono Creek in the bay here, off the Sioux, the Onion, fishing some of these breaks, fishing along the shorelines where there's some good breaks, looking for the currents where water's moving. The wind patterns will push some of this. You'll also see some of the seagulls or ducks on the water, and where you see those, that's typically an indication where there's fish been or where the fish are feeding.
And we're talking spring fishing here on Shawamigan Bay right now, and how long does this spring season last? You were saying while we were off the air during our last break that spring fishing on Shawamigan Bay, it'll last as long as Mother Nature allows it. How long is it going to last?
Well, you know, it's tricky because some of it's wind dependent, because as we get a northeast wind, it'll change that temperature up, because it'll flip that water over. It'll push the warmer surface temperature towards shore, and we'll get cooler water will be pushed around, and that'll also push fish around. So we could push the warmer water temperatures into the bay and change our surface temperatures, and that's what you're looking for, is temperature changes. And as the temperature changes on the surface, that's where the fish will be. They like those temperature changes, and so do the bait fish like that. So they're in and out of those temperature changes, and as you find that temperature change, you're going to find fish.
And that surface temperature, where's that surface temperature sitting at?
Right now, you're probably looking at the upper 30s to low 40 degree temperature. And that's what the smelt are in there. They're in there spawning at that low 40s, 45 degree temperature is about where they start moving out of the bay.
Fishing's good. Everyone's catching fish right now?
Everybody's catching. If you're not catching fish, move. You move into a different area. If you're not catching fish, you're just in the wrong area, because there's a lot of fish out there.
We're going to talk about the fishing opener. That's coming up here in just a few minutes. We've got Scott Breading with River Rock Inn and Bait Shop here joining us this morning. It's Tuesday morning. Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report here on Real Rock G96. If you have questions about the opener coming up on Saturday, questions about fishing Lake Superior, just have questions about getting outside and enjoying our water, give us a call, 715-682-2727. With me now, I still have Scott Breading with River Rock Inn and Bait Shop. We're talking fishing. It's the Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report every Tuesday during the fishing season. Opener coming up, Scott, on Saturday, and that's kind of a holiday for a lot of people in the state of Wisconsin.
You know, it is. It's, you know, it is another holiday in Wisconsin, and, you know, coming up on May 3rd, It's a big day for Wisconsin. Not big in Ashland, but for the rest of the state, it is big. You know, for us up here, there's been times that it's been not an opener for us. It's been ice fishing. We've had ice augers out there on the 1st of May. But this year, it's going to be nice. Matter of fact, it's going to be fairly nice this weekend. Prediction-wise, we'll have open water throughout the state. There's still a little snow in the woods. Matter of fact, we had snow yesterday up here, so it's all melted already. But, yeah, it's a big thing for northern Wisconsin. Walleye fishing is a big part, and that's probably the big thing that the fishing openers around is the walleye fishing. And the big thing up in northern Wisconsin for us with the fishing opener and walleye fishing, every lake is kind of unique for walleye up in northern Wisconsin. Every lake has a different limit, so you got to consult with each lake's limit, and each lake is posted because of it being ceded territory. So you have to consult with each lake of what their limit is, between one fish limit, three fish limit. I don't think there's any five fish limit on any of the inland lakes up here. I could be corrected on that, but I believe most of them are between one and three. Lake Superior still has a five fish limit, and like I said, it's a big thing for the state of Wisconsin. Fishing's a fantastic tourism thing for the state. Great industry. It's fun. It's clean. Everybody can do it. Man, woman, and child. Now, you know, to add a little bit to it, we have something coming up here in Ashland, on the, I believe it's the 16th of May. We put on a Wounded Warriors Disabled Veterans fish outing that a lot of volunteers get involved in it. And we put on this Wounded Warriors fishing event, and we take Wounded Warriors out fishing for the day. And the Rod and Gun Club hosts the event, and up here, and they do a fish fry after the event. A bunch of volunteers are involved in it. I believe Kevin Johnson, the Bayfield County Veterans Service Officer, is the one of the main organizers of it. If any veterans want to know any more information about it, feel free to call 715-373-6137 if you want to get out fishing that day. We typically leave the dock at about 8 a.m. It's a good time. We get out trolling on the bay. Some guys go fishing bass and walleye.
That sounds like a great day. What's the contact information if people want to, if veterans want to register for that?
So, you know, call Kevin Johnson. Kevin's in charge of the Veterans Services in Bayfield County, also Ashland County. I think you can call the Veterans Office over there at 715-682-7011, extension 506, I believe, is the number there.
That's coming up on May 16th, so just a few weeks away from there. The fishing opener is this weekend. Looking ahead, if the temperatures hold up, it should be pretty nice on Saturday. It's supposed to be partly sunny, a high near 58. That's got to be one of the nicer opening days of fishing season we've had in a couple of years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had our snowing and ice, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend. And up here, we'll be out trolling, and We'll be catching some salmon, some brown trout, chasing lake trout, chasing walleyes on the bay, and it'll be people smelting. Lots of smelt to be caught, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Streams are open. Streams will be up and running as well this weekend.
Streams are high. We've had a lot of rain. Accessible. We've had a lot of snow in the woods, so this will be probably close to the first weekend that we're going to be able to get down to the streams. There's a lot of fish in the creeks, but being able to get to them is going to be a challenge because the water is so high and dirty. But there are fish in the creeks. Just got to get that bait in front of them. Got probably hit them in the nose to be able to catch them. But there've been some good reports of people catching some nice steelhead. Guy's been up to the Brule. I've seen some beautiful fish up there. I've seen a few nice fish reported on the Sioux River because that clears up pretty quick. That's pretty solid bottom. Guys on the fish creek, boy, it's still pumping out a lot of red water coming out of there. That creek, it's going to be a lot of years before that recovers from the washouts that we had last year and the year before because of the banks been scoured. It just got destroyed with the floods that we had. A lot of unstable banks there and the clay banks there just need to be growing back and rebuilt. And that's going to be just running red every time we get high water, unfortunately.
And talking about the stream and creek fishing, it's going to rain all week this week. It looks like we have rain, snow in the forecast pretty much off and on all week until we get to this weekend. So it's probably not going to clear up a whole lot by the time we get to Saturday.
Yeah, you just need to get out there, find them deep holes, and put that bait out in front of them. But it's still nice to get out there. Not a lot of vegetation on the trees yet. There are some ticks out in the woods, so cover up on that. Beware on the ticks.
Are there any lakes that you know that still have ice on
them? You know, I don't believe so. I watched the Washburn Marina fight their ice in the marina up until about 3 days ago, and all of a sudden it just disappeared. And I don't know of any lakes that have any ice anymore. And there were people that were talking about it about 5 days ago. That there was ice on a few lakes, and then all of a sudden it just dropped, just disappeared. So I don't believe there's any lakes that has ice on it any longer that I believe. I looked at satellite report the other day when we had a clear day. Now it's been pretty overcast for about 4 days, 3 days, so I haven't looked at a good satellite report that shown anything for 4 or 5 days. So I don't have a good report, but last one I looked at, I don't think there was any lakes with ice on them.
Lakes are open, streams are open, the bay is open. You going to get out this weekend, Scott?
Still working on waxing my boat, and I'm hoping Maybe on Sunday I could get out.
What are you going to go fishing for this weekend, Scott?
I'm going to get out trolling. I'm going to get out and troll for some salmon. I love chasing the coho. And I got a buddy that just put me onto a great recipe for some cold lox that he put together, a pickled brine that was just phenomenal. So I got to try that.
Hey, that works for me, Scott. Scott, thank you so much for stopping by today. Think I can get you to come back next week?
I'll be here next week. Sounds like a lot of fun. We're going to do this again next week.
Scott, thank you so much. That's Scott Breading with River Rock Inn and Bait Shop. If you have any questions, Scott, stop on down to his shop right on Highway 2. What's the address for us, Scott?
Yeah, we're at 1200 Lakeshore Drive West, right on Highway 2, right across from the power plant or the hot pond here in Ashland.
That was Scott. I'm Trevor, and that was our Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report. The Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report airs live every Tuesday morning at 6 o'clock. And you are welcome to call 715-682-2727 if you'd like to be a part of the program, or email Trevor with your questions at trevor@wjjhfm.com.